I can only answer your question by just recollecting what had happened in his presence.
Because see, I feel when I go to the tomb, I feel this great congestion in my heart. And it felt very difficult for me to surrender. And it would be such a relief to be able to do it. It seems that it's very
When the time difficult. Comes, it will be all right.
Yeah.
Time. Time and environment are the most important factors.
Time and what?
Time and environment.
Environment.
Environment, the surrounding, where you are placed, yeah, they are most important factors. One day, a letter came to Baba in which a person is petitioning to Baba, Baba, I want to surrender to you. I want to. Will you accept my surrender? And Baba looked at us and said, what is he trying to tell us? He is waiting for me to accept his surrender. Surrender is no surrender. Then if he wants to, he waits to, for me to accept. Whether I accept or not, you have to surrender. It is for you to surrender, not for me to accept your surrender. That's how it is.
But then it's natural.
It is natural. It comes in its own course.
But it hurts. Every time.
And it is not just once. Every moment of your life is nothing but another surrender. Another surrender, another surrender.
But see, I was raised to be a fighter.
Huh?
I was raised to be a fighter and never give in.
Well, fight then.
That feeling.
The greatest of the fighters are the ones who have fought their battle and have won. And this is the one battle that you have to win. Because here this battle is, the one who is vanquished is the victorious one. Yeah. The one battle only in existence is. When you are vanquished, it's your victory.
Then it'll just happen
naturally. It has to, but then all these will come in between.
All these little.
It is not that one day it will come like that. These are the steps towards that victory of all victories.
Is it helpful to surrender to people too? I mean, like your husband, your wife, surrender that way.
It will come. It will come. It will come like that. There is no other way.
Then
yeah.
That's how you surrender to God.
It is not surrender. You have to accept. You have to accept. Accept. Yeah. Accept. Acceptance, acceptance, and then the final surrender to God. Hmm. What Baba says, the height of spirituality is not to have experiences of the planes of consciousness or to have all these occult powers and all that. They are all in their own way. They are there for you. But the height of spirituality is when you are totally effaced. Lose yourself and find yourself. What comes in your way, as Baba said, I was telling them, what Baba has told us is that to find God is ridiculous. How will you find God? God is never lost. He is eternal and infinite existence. So how? There are ways and means. Libraries are filled with ways and means to tell you how to find God. But now, they need to be changed. The focus has to be changed. What is said is true there, but the focus is misdirected. The focus needs to be trained at one other point, and that point is God can never be found because he's never lost. What needs to be done is to lose yourself and God is imminent.
Will you lose your mind?
Not lose your mind the way lunatics have lost.
This is so hard for me to understand.
What needs to be done is acceptance, 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 accept, 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 yeah. You can't reason him out. Yeah.
As you get, I'm getting older, it seems that I somehow want to, everything has to be clear, everything has to be, instead of it, you know, losing more, it seems that I want more understanding and it seems, I don't know.
It is all right. Everything is all right, Anna. Don't feel worried over this. don't suffer for nothing at all. Hanker for it, whatever your mind wants to know, go in for it. Remember that it's only that mind which brings us to Him. That mind which needs to be annihilated has to help us to be carried to Him. But what needs to be done is, you should be astride the mind instead of your mind dragging elsewhere. It's like a boisterous steed, horse. You have to sit over it and have the reins in your hands so that then the mind gallops towards Him.
I'm just beginning to learn that.
That's how it is.
Stability of the mind.
Yeah. So, hold the reins tight and let your mind take you to Him. And then you get down, have nothing to do with the steed, you are there in your home. You don't take your horse inside the house. You have to leave it outside. It has done its duty. Then you be with Him, then you abide in Him. Begin it like that, yeah. Humble yourself. That is not through cowardice, not through weakness, but through strength, with the awareness. Why are you sitting here? Why are you taking the place? Get out from here. Oh, I'm so sorry, I occupied the seat here. Somebody will need it. Yeah, good. Thank you for drawing my attention. But getting red in face, I said, what, how rude that person is and why he has done this and all this is there. Mind is like that. Because of the ego, the false ego, that I am the one. So gradually, accepting and humbling. What is needed is humility. But what happens, instead of humility, we adopt modesty. Yeah, I am humble.
I adopt anger.
That is better than adopting a modesty. Yeah. Because modesty, of course, is a double-edged sword.